Thanksgiving weekend is typically a quiet one, culturally speaking, and this weekend is no exception. But there are a few events taking place this weekend worth noting. And it's also not too soon to start planning for next weekend, which promises more fun things to do. A few years ago, Monica Rizzio traded her membership in an East Texas bluegrass band to try her hand at being a singer-songwriter in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. She wrote songs like Willie Nelson, a tribute to her hero, which garnered her a nomination for an Independent Music Award for Best Country Album in 2016. Monica Rizzio brings her cowgirl attitude and her literate approach to songwriting to the barn at the Egremont Village Inn in South Egremont, Mass. Tonight at 8 p.m. Tarbox Ramblers brings their patented blend of raw roots and blues music to Club Helsinki Hudson on Saturday at 9 p.m. Longtime favorites of Helsinki audiences, the Tarbox Ramblers are left-field traditionalists whose rough-hewn, direct sound has drawn raves from Rolling Stone, All Things Considered, The New Yorker, and many more. The fifth annual Farm and Flea Holiday Market at Basilica Hudson takes place this weekend, today through Sunday. This year's market features over 100 vendors, the vast majority drawn from the Hudson Valley's artisanal talent pool. The 2017 Holiday Market is designed to be locally focused, serving as testament to the abundance of makers in the Hudson Valley area. And now looking ahead to next week, the flavor of early Prairie Home Companion will be in the air when Garrison Keillor and Robin and Linda Williams share the stage at the Colonial in Pittsfield, Mass. On Wednesday, November 29th at 7:30 p.m. Keillor, of course, was the founder and longtime host of the weekly public radio variety show for decades. And Robin and Linda Williams were regular guests performing their original folk and roots compositions years before anyone referred to that sort of music as Americana. The concert at the Colonial is being brought to the region by WAMC. Artist and musician Lonnie Holly recorded his first album in 2012 at age 62 after making home recordings for more than two decades. Holly's music, like his art, defies classification. Haunting vocals, keyboards, and new renditions of songs with every performance. He brings his unique, outsidery, improvised sound, described as, quote, somewhere between Sun Ra and spoken word poetry, to Mass Mocha in North Adams on Saturday, December 2nd at 8 p.m. The evening will start with a screening of a short documentary about Holly entitled The Man is the Music. Speaking of spoken word poetry, Jamaican-born funk poet Everton Sylvester and Searching for Banjo bring their unique blend of spoken word and deep reggae grooves to Club Helsinki Hudson on Sunday, December 3rd at 7 p.m. Everton's song poems recount acutely observed scenes from the life of an immigrant in New York City. Sometimes political and often humorous, Everton Sylvester brings a sly, deadpan wit to scenarios from the point of view of a son, a father, a teacher, and a would-be U.S. citizen that alternately surprise, delight, or infuriate. Everton's band Searching for Banjo, which does not include banjo, lays down Jamaican-infused accompaniment and reggae beats, providing the perfect context for his cleverly crafted, alertly ironic lyrics. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.